On 90.3 KEZU, I'm David Wittrock. This week, voters in Watsonville overwhelmingly rejected Measure T. It would have opened the door for the city to annex land along Highway 1 for development that city officials hoped would help address Watsonville's high unemployment rate. Meanwhile, there's another project underway trying to tackle that unemployment problem. It's a commercial kitchen incubator designed to help micro-entrepreneurs launch local food businesses. KEZU's Krista Almanzon reports.
And these are for bakers.
The echo of Carmen Herrera Mancier's voice reflects the enormity of the new commercial kitchen incubator on East Riverside Drive in Watsonville. She walks through the more than 8,000-square-foot facility with Jorge Reguerin. They point out gleaming stainless steel sinks, refrigerators, and just about any appliance one would need to run a food business.
Equipment. These are the ovens. This is the
tilt skillet. So you can, let's say, cook fajitas for 300 people there. And then if you're a caterer, just tilt it and put it in your containers.
Herrera Mancier is the executive director of El Pajaro Community Development Corporation. Reguerin is board president. The nonprofit promotes entrepreneurship by helping people in the Tri-County area start, expand, and formalize small businesses.
About 40% of the clients that come to seek assistance are people who are thinking on starting some sort of food-based business. So that was one of the reasons to make this new project happen.
This near $500,000 project was paid for by federal grants, community donations, and a low-interest loan that will be repaid by renting out the kitchen by the hour to up to 15 businesses at a time. The kitchen removes one of the biggest obstacles in starting a food business: finding or building a facility that meets strict food and safety regulations.
So the likelihood of success is greater because they don't have to have such a huge investment.
Amalia Rojas is one of those future business owners hoping for success. At her home in Salinas, she sets up a vibrant display of fruit on a stainless steel countertop.
Pineapple, melon.
The business she's developing is oranges. Called Fruitworks. As she cuts up a fresh papaya, she explains how she'll have a mobile fruit cart where she'll chop up made-to-order fruit cups. Customers will pick the fruit they want and can order it plain as a yogurt parfait or with lemon and chili.
I'm trying to promote healthier ways of eating out when you're out.
Rojas plans to use the kitchen incubator for prepping the fruit. After more than a decade in retail, she hopes this business is the key to becoming her own boss and to a different life for her family.
And not just be a paycheck by paycheck. I want to have the luxury to take my kids out more often.
Rojas is one of 60 people on the wait list to use the kitchen. This early interest in the project gives Fabian Guzman hope for its success. He's with the city of Watsonville, which helped with the project's construction management.
Economic activity creates economic activity. When a new food processor starts their work, they will hire people, purchase products, purchase packaging, and purchase equipment.
Back at the commercial kitchen incubator, Jorge Reguerin sees this project as a step toward lowering Watsonville's high unemployment rate. At nearly 24%, it's more than double the state average. He points to a baker who started his business with the help of El Pajaro CDC.
And he created a job for himself, for his wife. The son was doing some deliveries, and now they hired a second delivery driver. So with very little money, you've created four jobs.
When the kitchen incubator opens next month, there will be room for everyone on the wait list to rent space and time. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.